Vatican announces Pope Francis has died. By Simon Kent on April 21, 2025. Pope Francis has died, the Vatican announced early Monday morning in Rome. He was 88. The first Latin American leader of the Roman Catholic faithful led the Catholic Church for 12 years. Having been elevated to the role in March 2013 following the historic resignation of his predecessor Pope Benedict XVI, Reuters reports. Francis recently left Rome's Gemelli Hospital, where he was admitted on February 14 after having difficulty breathing. A serious bout of double pneumonia was diagnosed as the cause. He died at his residence in the Vatican's Casa Santa Marta. Dear brothers and sisters, it is with profound sadness I must announce the death of our Holy Father Francis. Cardinal Kevin Farrell announced on the Vatican's TV channel by way of confirmation. He continued. At 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the Father's house. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and His Church. He taught us to live the values of the gospel with faithfulness, courage, and universal love, especially for the poorest and most marginalized. With immense gratitude for his example as a true disciple of the Lord Jesus, we commend the soul of Pope Francis to the infinite merciful love of God, one, and triune. Such has been the poor health experienced by the octogenarian of late. For the first time since becoming Pope in 2013, he has missed the majority of recent Holy Week events. Still, Pope Francis had worked to the very last when able and made a surprise appearance for Easter Sunday blessings at the Vatican's St. Peter's Square, as Breitbart News reported. The late Pope, who was born Jorge Mario Bergoglio on December 17, 1936, in Buenos Aires, made his mark in a number of ways. Francis was the first Jesuit Pope, the first Pope from the Americas, the first from the Southern Hemisphere and the first non-European pontiff since Pope Gregory III, more than 1,000 years earlier. His death triggers the start of the solemn but considered process to elect a replacement. It begins with the official period of mourning, then the papal funeral in coming days, and ends with a plume of white smoke to announce his successor has been chosen after eligible cardinals vote for a papal successor in the Sistine Chapel. Pope Francis will be buried in the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome's Esquilino neighborhood. More to come. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.